This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. After the November election, a record number of women, 13, will serve as state governors next year, building on the historic gains made during the 2022 elections. The new record came after Republican Kelly Ayotte, a former U.S. Senator and state attorney general, won the New Hampshire governor's race. The previous high number of women governors, 12, was set after elections in 2022. Before that, the highest number of women serving as governors was 9, a record established in 2004. Next year, female governors will lead the states of Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, and South Dakota. Including Ayotte, 5 are Republicans and 8 are Democrats. In the U.S. territories, Republican Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon won Puerto Rico's governor's race. Still, 18 states have never had a female governor. This year was not a major election cycle for governors, with only 11 states holding gubernatorial elections. Women candidates in Missouri, Indiana, and Vermont, all of whom were Democrats, lost to their male opponents. Had U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris won the presidency, Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan would have taken over as governor for vice presidential candidate Tim Walz and would have become the first indigenous woman to serve as governor in the U.S. A Colorado man has been fined and banned from Yellowstone National Park. Joseph Aida, 62, of Colorado Springs, Colorado, was sentenced to 7 days in jail for walking off a designated trail or boardwalk in a thermal area within Yellowstone National Park. Aida entered the protected area of Canary Spring in Mammoth Hot Springs in the north area of the park with co-defendant Celia Aida and 2 minor children. Aida pleaded guilty to destroying a mineral resource, and for that violation he was sentenced to 5 years of probation with a ban from Yellowstone National Park during that time and a fine of $3,000. He will also pay mandatory court costs and fees in the case. Montana's wolf trapping season will run from January 1st through February 15th in western and most of central Montana, the same as last year's season following a federal court order, and from December 2nd through March 15th for regions 6 and 7 in eastern Montana. 44 wolves have been killed so far this season. Archery hunting season ran September 2nd through the 14th, and general wolf hunting season has been open since then. Wolf trapping rules also set out requirements for incidentally trapping grizzly bears, with reporting requirements and rules for all foothold traps. Last year, a court order by U.S. District Court of Montana Judge Donald Malloy set the current wolf trapping season in western and central Montana from January 1st through February 15th because he found that was the time that grizzly bears, which are protected under the Endangered Species Act, would be least likely to be outside their winter dens and susceptible to trapping, which would be an unlawful taking under the Endangered Species Act regulations. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission increased the Montana statewide wolf quota for the hunting and trapping seasons to 334 for this season, up from 313 last year. Hunters and trappers killed 286 wolves during the prior season. The commission also split Wolf Management Unit 313 just north of Yellowstone National Park back into 2 units and set a 3-wolf quota in each based on recommendations from Yellowstone National Park officials and people in Gardner and the surrounding area. 13 wolves from Yellowstone packs were killed this past winter, including 8 in Montana, which accounted for about 10% of the park's wolf population. The Fish and Wildlife Commission announced that the wolf quota in WMU 313 has been surpassed already. 4 wolves, 2 males and 2 females, have been killed already. That means that wolf hunting in 313 has closed in that unit, with more wolves killed than the quota posted. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.